What about something to carry milk in?
A pail.
You call that a pail?
Yeah.
Well, what do you call the thing that you carry food to the pigs in?
Slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. What do you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Have you ever heard of one that has legs on it?
A pot.
A frying pan that has legs on it?
No, I've never heard of them either.
But, have you ever heard names like a spider?
Yes.
You've heard of a spider?
Right.
A frying pan.
I never heard of a frying pan called a spider.
It's something with legs on it. I've never heard of it. What about something big and black that you put out in the backyard that you might use for heating up water to boil clothes in?
Wash pot.
What do you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
A pot plant. The container would be flower pot. What do we call it?
What about the thing that you put cut flowers in? Put water.
Vase.
Okay. What about the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Silverware.
Okay, and what would you call each thing?
Knife, fork, spoon.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes, so I must wash the dishes. After a woman washes the dishes, then she what them in clear water?
Rinse.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
Washcloth.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
Same. Mostly call drying cloth.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash rag.
Right, a wash rag. After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink? At the kitchen sink, what's the thing that you turn on?
Faucet.
What about if the thing is outside?
Spigot.
You call that a spigot? Suppose it was so cold last night that the water...
froze.
The water pipes froze. What if they froze so badly, what might happen to the water pipe? People used to buy flour in a what?
Sack.
A sack. Anything else?
The sack was used to make clothing out of a lot of times in the old days.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that myself.
In fact, they made special designs on the sack for the hippie to buy their flour.
Really, so it would be patterns?
Basically, feed sacks, yes.
Patterns, so that... You said a while ago that you haven't ever called them anything but sacks, have you?
That's all I've ever called.
You ever heard the term croaker sack?
Yes. Well, that's a special kind used to store heavy items like potatoes in.
Mm, yeah. You have any idea where the word croaker came from?
It's
croaker?
The type of material it's made out of.
That material is croaker material? Yeah, we were asking about that in our class. Nobody seemed to know where that word had come from.
I don't know where it came from. That's what an impression I had.
Somebody said that it come from that people used to put some kind of fish in them, and there was some fish down in Florida called a croaker or something like that.
Yeah,